This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Hello and welcome to this bonus episode on New Year's Day 2026. I'm actually doing a review of 2025 for my travels, the podcast, and some personal goals. And then I'm going to get stuck into a preview for 2026. So I'm going to kick off with travels first, then the podcast, then some personal goals I've reached in 2025, and then what's to come in 2026 for travel and for the podcast. Welcome to the Winging It Travel Podcast, your weekly ticket to the world, dropping every Monday and hosted by me, James Hammond, proudly part of the Voyascape Network. This is a travel podcast that throws out the itinerary and dives straight into the raw, real, and unpredictable essence of global exploration, chasing moments over milestones, those spontaneous encounters, immersive sounds, and unforgettable stories. Whether I'm hiking up volcanoes in Guatemala, or camping under the stars in British Columbia. I've met incredible people, seen breathtaking places, and collected unforgettable stories. I now get to share them with you alongside some of the most diverse and well-traveled guests from around the world. Expect engaging conversations that bring fresh perspectives and inspiring travel tales. There are also raw, reflective solo episodes where I share personal insights, practical tips, and honest stories from the road. This is a podcast for travelers, dreamers, backpackers, and anyone who's ever thought, "What if I just went for it and traveled?" If you're looking for stories to tell, tips to share, and experiences to inspire, then you're in the right place. There's so much travel content coming your way, it might just spark that trip you've been dreaming about for years. You can find Winging It and more fantastic travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com. The link is in the show notes. Let's go and explore the world.
Okay, let's kick off with some international travels. And I've got some cool stats for you here. In 2025, I took 22 flights. Distance of 90,000 kilometers or 56,000 miles. That's a fair whack. A total number of hours in the air is 120, which seems quite a lot. 15 airports, 12 airlines. So a lot of flying because unfortunately I like to visit places that are dotted around the world. So when I want to visit Australia, I've got to fly over the Pacific. If I want to visit Bhutan, I got to fly there from Australia. These tend to happen because I'm not slow traveling. I can't just dot in one area at the minute and take 3 months to travel a particular area. I am dotting around, seeing places, getting content. So that's the reality right now. I did take 12 trains, love a bit of train travel, 2 buses, which is quite low for me because I'm a bus person. And total nights away from home last year is 70, 7 weeks to the dot. Most consecutive nights away from home, 25. That's the most recent trip. And I've stayed in hostels, 5-star hotels, glamping pods, camper vans, motels, Airbnbs, homestays, monasteries, and what I call normal hotels. A total of 9 countries with 3 new ones, 3 capital cities. I've got a list of these countries here. I'll rattle through the list and I'll give a brief reflection on that place. The first international place last year was India, which was a media trip with the Voyascape Network, which the podcast is part of. And that was a 9-day trip to Bangalore in Karnataka. It was basically a 3-day event to promote the area as a tourist destination. And then the organizers took us on a 5-6-day media trip around the state, which was very, very interesting. Reflections of India and Bangalore and Karnataka is it's great to go back almost 10 years later to the day. And I really enjoyed this time seeing India from a more mature perspective. I didn't find it as stressful, maybe because the southern state of Karnataka is not as busy or as condensed as somewhere like Rajasthan. And I love Bangalore City. I found it a really nice walkable city. It's a tech city as well. So it has that mix of raw but refined, so rich and poor as well. And I actually loved meeting all the people I met on my media trip. We have a WhatsApp group. There's about 20 of us in there, I think. And we all keep in contact with our trips throughout the year and the events that we go to. And we had the most amazing laugh, primarily because the actual trip itself, which was organized, was not the best in terms of organization. We were carted off around the state in a high school bus, it seemed like, with blue curtains for 5 to 6 hours a day. So a lot of traveling on a bus. And it's really weird. You travel on very modest transportation. and then end up in this 5-star hotel resort. So yin and yang in terms of travel there. It was my first time doing luxury travel. So I got to stay in some really top-notch, top-level, high elite-level hotels, which was amazing, I must say. But it's not something that I would do going forward for the podcast because, one, I can't afford it. If I'm hosted, I'll take it. But for me, it's not really about the hotel that you stay in. It's more about the experiences you find outside of the hotel. And I found that on that trip, the media group amongst the big group was about 4 of us, a mix of journalists and podcasters and bloggers. We really wanted to get out there and see the real life of India and Bangalore, which we did as much as we could, but not enough really, because a lot of that media tour was to promote the hotels and the services they provide, amazing as they were. And I really loved the last night at the Taj in Bangalore, one of the top hotels. We had lots of drinks. It was someone's birthday, so we had a birthday cake, birthday party. It was actually quite emotional to leave the group at the end at the Shangri-La when the final event was there. A band was playing, the minister was there, and it was just a really intense short time in India. And we had great fun, got some great content, saw a lot of stuff. And the highlight for me, which I'll come to in a minute, was wildlife. But I don't want to ruin the next part after this international travel breakdown. And on the way back, dipped into Hong Kong for 5 hours, first time there. Loved the vibe, albeit short. Got some street food, walked around a little bit, completely knackered because I didn't sleep on the flight from Bangalore overnight. And it's a place I want to go back to. So that was nice to dip in, very easy. I've got a YouTube video on that actually, on my Roaming with Hammo YouTube account, where it's like 4 hours layover and give a breakdown of how easy that is, how much you've got to spend. But I want to go back and explore more. Shortly after that was TravelCon in Arizona, in Tucson. Great to see the gang again. More content creators there, specifically travel. Me and David from The Voice Escape went there and met people like Matt and Nat and some new people that I've never met before, which is great to make connections. I met Aaron Miller from The Armchair Explorer. Rich and Abigail, who I saw the previous year at TravelCon, were there too. So some old faces, some familiar faces, and some new faces. Great to make some connections in the podcast space as well. And there was a podcast chat, which was really cool. And I really enjoyed my time there. Arizona, in terms of Tucson, we got to do an e-bike tour around the desert. That was pretty cool on a fam tour. And yeah, Tucson as a place is okay. Wasn't my favorite. Some great little cafes we found for breakfast and coffee. But it's more about the people and the event. I didn't actually travel internationally until the September, where I went to Prague and Český Krumlov in the Czech Republic. This was on my list for quite a while. Never been to Prague, and I thought I'd get there, have a couple of days exploring, then hop on the train to Český Krumlov. Czech Republic is a cool place to visit, great architecture, that Central European feel, loved it, lots of beer culture there. And for me, I met some cool people, met Jan on the free walking tour in Český Krumlov. That was great to get his history and knowledge of the place and then go for a coffee afterwards. That's pretty cool. And in Prague, I did do a free walking tour there, bigger group though, because obviously it's a very popular place. And it felt like the last day of summer actually in Prague because it was like 27, 28 degrees. It was great to walk around for the day. But the next day it really dropped down to 13 to 14 degrees. On a weekend, busy Prague, lots of tourists, and I loved the vibe there and the feel. After Czech Republic, I went to Munich to Oktoberfest. I thought I'd never go again, but I thought I'd dip in as I'm in the area. And I saw Chris and Sarah and Matt and Nat for a nice day, drinking some steins and getting up to no good. I didn't get dressed up. I don't do fancy dress, but I loved seeing everyone getting dressed up, having fun. And it was super busy this year. I think they closed the gates actually not long after that, which is the first time maybe it's happened, or at least for a very long time. But Munich as a city, very classy. Want to go back in non-Oktoberfest times and explore more. So that's on my list for sure. Then I had a day filming in Regensburg up the road on the train with Matt and Nat, and that was such a good laugh filming the city. We got up to eating hot dogs, seeing some architecture, the cathedral. Matt was flying his drone. We got some great photos and footage. They went on a boat ride. We walked every street of that town and saw every destination that's mentioned on their website. So I think we really completed it almost. And I felt like as a day, that was a great day out. Weirdly and randomly, I actually electrocuted myself in a socket. Yep. That's right, kids. Don't put your hands in live electrical sockets in the wall. I did that for some reason. I still can't work out why I did it. I think I was grabbing down to grab a plug or something or make sure it's live. Weird. But I zapped myself and I got scared and I catastrophized a little bit on the train back to the airport. Thought I was going to die of electrocution. Turned out to be all right. But it was great to see Matt and Nat again. It was very sad to say goodbye to those guys. And hopefully I'll see them in person this year. Super fun. If you want to hear more about that, that's on the podcast. If you want to see what that place is like, super historic, was untouched in terms of the war. So it's got a lot of old buildings and it's on the River Danube. Very historical. Go to my YouTube as well. There's a great video of that. Hop back home to UK to see family and friends in Norwich and checked out a few villages in the north part of the county. That's pretty cool. Grim weather, really, but wasn't really about that. It's about catching up and then getting back to Vancouver. And then I just had 25 nights away on my trip to Australia, Bhutan, and Bangkok. There is a lot more to come on the podcast for this trip. You've had a taster for Australia. I did an episode a few weeks back on Noosa, Brisbane, and that Queensland area, Sunshine Coast. Check that out if you want to hear what I got up to. I did a cricket vlog series for every day I watched a cricket. That's on YouTube. Then I popped on a Jetstar flight to Bangkok, 9 hours. Stayed there for a night and went to Bhutan for 10 days, which was the most incredible trip with Breathe Bhutan, who hosted me for the trip. Got loads and loads of content for that. I'm now planning that out and I want to come to that later in the episode, but that is coming in January and February. And then I went back to my favorite city in Bangkok and did a day of filming and chilling out, having some street food, met some guys there that I met in Bhutan. So we went out with some cool Thai food and yeah, hot weather, just soaking that up before getting back to really cold Canada. So for my international travels, I've got some favorites from this year. So favorite country was Bhutan. Favorite city, Bangkok. No dramas there. Favorite snack is the hot dog in Regensburg. There's a historical, I think it's 11th century, I can't remember the German word, it must be Fürstküche, I think it's called, by the Danube, who used to serve hot dogs there to the workers who built the bridge across the Danube. So it's like nearly 1,000 years old. It's crazy. And it's still going. And I think it's about €4 for one. You get like a nice bit of bread, nice bit of sausage, some sauerkraut, some mustard. Absolutely dreamy. I think I had 3 of them. They were so good. My favorite restaurant was Rameshwaram Cafe in Bangalore. It did dosas and idlis and good drinks. And it was a recommendation. We went there. The only tourist there, it felt like we had some proper good Bangalore food. Great time there. We had an absolute blast. My favorite dish, I'm just going to go from the random red curry in Bangkok I had on my last night there. I love Thai food. It's probably my favorite along with Indian. It's top two in it. We just picked a random restaurant, about a 4-minute walk from the guy's hotel that I met. And I actually had sweet and sour and red curry. It was both absolutely incredible. The nicest people, the Bhutanese, so, so nice. The best view, that was the flight to Paro from Bangkok. If you fly from Bangkok, sit on the left-hand side and just watch as you fly past Everest and Kanchenjunga. So the highest mountain in the world and the third highest mountain in the world. Clear skies at that time of year. It was absolutely incredible. The captain came on the tannoy and announced it. Everyone looked. I knew it was going to happen anyway. That's why I sat on the left-hand side and I was receiving people's phones, taking photos because I warned them in the queue when checking in that they got to sit on the left-hand side because they'll see Everest. They couldn't get a seat, but I helped them out anyway. That was crazy. And I'm going to have to second that with Tiger's Nest Monastery. But more to come on that on the episode itself. The most surreal moment was breakfast with a monk overlooking Thimphu before people come to visit. So we had breakfast outside, sunny day, a little bit nippy, but not too cold. And I sat there with a monk and one of my guys who translated a little bit. And we just had a chat, the most incredible chat. I got to interview him for 15 minutes. So that's coming on the podcast in January. And you might think, yeah, what's this guy going to say? So I asked some questions. This guy is like a well-known lama in the area. So he's quite well-known for that temple. But more to come on the details of that when the episode comes out. But I want to entice you in with that most surreal moment for me. The funniest moment was Chris and Matt on a ride at Oktoberfest. A few steins in, they got swallowed up by the escalator going up and it was quite funny to watch. The most peaceful moment was the early morning on Tofino Beach when camping this summer. Tofino is a favorite. When you get up early for sunrise and there's just no one there, dreamy. The best tasting coffee, Double Maker Coffee in Brisbane. The best cafe, Coronet Cafe in Tucson. Love the decor. Best breakfast or brunch, the Olive Cafe in Norwich. Best beach, Noosa. It's a favorite. The best hike of the year, the Glasshouse Mountains that we did. That's on the episode a few weeks back. the best sunrise, the bungalow 1934 in Cork at the homestay. We got up really early, me and my friend Fred, who was doing yoga. Some local dogs were sitting by us and the sun was just peeping around the corner. Majestic. Best sunset, Hornby Island at the farm. We went to a farm for the evening to listen to some music and the sun was so orange coming down for sunset. That was dreamy. The best moment of the year, it has to be actually seeing wild elephants in Nagaholi National Reserve near Bangalore. That was a special moment. We're supposed to see tigers. We did not see them, but seeing wild elephants, tick, unbelievable. Biggest lesson I've learned from travel this year is that I'm not very good at hanging out in a place anymore. I can do it for a very short time, but I felt like just wandering around, seeing stuff is okay. But in the long term, I'm not very good at it anymore. I need a bit of purpose or an activity or hanging around with some people to make it more interesting for me. So that's a lesson I've learned, taken into next year / I want to be more adventurous. And I still love Australia. That was pretty clear. Some domestic travel this year. We went to Kelowna, a 40-minute flight from Vancouver, got a car out, checked out the area. Loved that place, actually. Wasn't sure, but yeah, it's in the interior. It's near vineyards. It gets pretty hot there and pretty cold, but enjoyed the area. Hicks Lake, that's a sort of a local lake. We went camping. That was lovely. A little bit cold, but it was great to get out. I think it was in May as the summer was coming in. Denman Island and Hornby Island was a dream. Hornby Island is a favorite of mine in Canada, possibly my favorite place in Canada. And we're going back in the summer for sure. Tofino with my friends, Becky and Craig and their baby Lyra. Tofino is a special place. It's cliche. I know it gets the headlines, but there's a reason for that. Absolutely top notch. Sunshine Coast, literally a week ago. A bit cold, but we found a cabin with a fire. Dreamy in the woods away from the busy Vancouver city. So that's my travels. Decent year. Yeah. I'm happy with that. It's hard to travel that much when you work full-time. If I wasn't working full-time at the minute, I'd be doing more travel, that's for sure. So let's see what 2026 brings with that. But I'll come to 2026 in a minute. Let's do some podcast stats for 2025. I released 57 episodes, averaging 1 hour. So 57 hours of content, 8 immersive episodes, 26 guest interviews, and 23 solo episodes. 125 countries, I reckon. USA is the top one who listens, then UK, Canada, Australia, Singapore. Top episode this year was my top 15 destinations I would return to tomorrow, interestingly. And then the guest episode with Mark Walters coming in second. And then my travel guide to Antigua, Guatemala in third. On average, I reckon I've spent 1,000 hours working on the podcast last year, which is nearly 42 days. Yeah, I'll let that sink in, which includes all facets such as research, episode notes, recording, editing, social media clips, releasing, promotion, emails, and anything else that I do with the podcast. A lot of work. I love it. It provides me with an outlet for travel when I can't travel. So I do love it from that perspective. And hopefully it'll go from strength to strength in the new year. The top three biggest lessons I've learned from the podcast in 2025. Number one, I have found that guests who pitch to Winging It don't necessarily specifically pitch to come on my podcast. They just want to do the rounds and promote something that they have, like a product or a book or whatever, which is absolutely fine. That's what they do. But I sometimes fall for it when I feel like they're just pitching to me because I love the podcast. It's not really the case with guests. And that's why I'm going to change my tactic going into 2026. So it's more of a marketing tool for them, which for me, I don't think is particularly great for the podcast and you, the listener, because I think you want to hear travel stories, travel tips, and not necessarily someone trying to sell something. So that's what I've learned. Number two, my immersive episodes are the work that I'm most proud of and that I want to do more of in 2026. However, they take the longest to produce, at least double the work for guest episodes. So more to come on that, I think. Number three, I want to concentrate on my own travel experiences and sharing these through either solo episodes or immersive episodes. I'm a little bit burnt out from long format interviews. I've done nearly 200 in my time. So I'll do less in 2026. And I've got so much travel experience from the last, 13, 14 years traveling to like over 75 countries. Some of those are out of date, but some of those are still relevant. So I want to do more experiences and storytelling and tip sharing from them to help you travel more. Here are five episodes you should check out from 2025. Absolutely episode 181 with Aaron Miller from The Armchair Explorer, a truly compelling storyteller, and the vibe was so good. We chatted for 3 hours and it's divided into two parts. It was that good. And I would love to have him back on again in the future. A great laugh, great vibe, and so many nuggets in there from a travel perspective or from a content creation perspective or podcast or even a journalist or an author perspective. So much in there, you got to check that out. My immersive episode on hiking the Akatenango volcano in Antigua, because the first 3 seconds is the volcano rumbling. I mean, what a start to a podcast episode. My immersive episode in San Salvador, which is my first one I did. And that just gives you an idea what it's like to travel in that country. And it's the most popular immersive episode. My travel guide to Antigua, there's a reason it's the most popular, because obviously I give enough details for that awesome city in Guatemala. And episode 184 with my friends Matt and Nat, because we have such a great vibe and such a good laugh. So just to finish, some personal goals I achieved in 2025. I've got a second passport, so I'm now a Canadian citizen. That's a win. So I have two passports now, UK and Canada, and I intend to split them based on, in quotation marks, dodgy countries. I don't actually mean that, but what I mean by that is some countries don't like you going to certain other countries. So if I do that on one passport and not the other, I shouldn't get asked too many questions at the border. I'm really proud of the podcast and YouTube work. They've both become really monetized last year, and it's great to make some income after years of making a loss. It's still not huge, but it's a step in the right direction. And I think it's going to get more and more as the years go on, hopefully, if I keep working at it and providing you with some great content. I made some great contacts last year for the podcast, but also personally, and that helped me set up my own business, Winging It Productions. If you're looking to start a podcast or have help with podcast editing or whatever, really, that's available at wingingitproductions.com. You can check that out. So there are some great personal goals, and I think I've traveled enough. I'm really happy with that. So that's a little bit personally about me. I don't share too much of my personal stuff, but that's enough. Right, what is coming in 2026 for the podcast? I've got the Bhutan series in January and February. It's going to be 8 to 10 episodes. It's going to be a mix of local interviews, like the monk I shared earlier, a solo episode, maybe two, to record the whole trip, and 4 immersive episodes, I reckon. Tiger's Nest hike, the homestay that I stayed at, the festival that I went to, and Thimphu, the capital. I've got, potentially, it's not booked in 100% yet, but I think it's going to happen. Elliot Stein, as a senior writer at the BBC, is coming on to talk about his article, The Top 20 Places to Visit in 2026. So hopefully that'll be coming out in January, late January probably. So that'd be pretty cool to hear, because he collated this list from a huge collection of travel journalists. And I think he probably had loads more that he could have put in there, but he chose 20 places for a reason. So I want to talk to him about that and ask him why. Australia and Bangkok, that's going to come in March probably. That's going to be March's content as I wrap up that trip literally a month ago. And I'll probably pick out 5 places that I've traveled previously and do those immersive episodes for them, because I have collected sounds on so many places, because I take, obviously, at the very least, social media content, like portrait stuff. So I've got all that sound to play with. So I'm going to pick 5 places that I've traveled to previously and do them, as well as the Bhutan series. More travel guides like Antigua. So I'm going to do some more of those for the places I've been to recently. I've got an Easter trip in April, which could be Toronto, Mexico City, or Central America. I haven't decided yet, but there's going to be a podcast series on that. I'll be reporting live, I think, from the World Cup in June. That's coming to Vancouver, potentially dipping down to Seattle. Some local travel stuff in the summer. We're going to Texada Island in June, so that'll be pretty cool. And we haven't planned the rest of the summer yet, but it's coming. And then later in the year will be more stuff on my travels, which are yet to be defined. Which takes me nicely onto travels for 2026. I don't think I've got anything booked in officially, but what I'm thinking is somewhere in Easter, like I said, and then September, we are thinking together, me and Emma, my partner, of going to Argentina/Uruguay. That'd be pretty cool. And I also do have my El Salvador tour that I'm selling at the minute as well in November, but I'm still not sure if that's going to go ahead. For a couple of reasons, I might push it back to the year after, just for timing-wise and other projects, and or I can't sell it anyway. And finally, for travel, I think at the end of the year, I can't believe I'm saying this really, but in December, we are going to go back to the UK for maybe 3 weeks this time, because it's tough for me going back because of the time difference and then missing a night's sleep. overnight, but that'll be Christmas and New Year. And then after that, I think we're going to go to an island in the Caribbean to chill out. Haven't decided yet. Could be Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, Jamaica. We have not decided or booked that yet. So that's like January 2027, like a year from now. That's what's on the list so far. It could change. Who knows what comes up with Voyescape. I'll probably go to a few more events this year with the podcast yet to be defined. So we'll see what happens. In terms of guest episodes, I mentioned Elliot's coming on from the BBC. There'll be much less this year as I change tactic to do more solo episodes and immersive episodes and more series based on my travels. There won't be none, but there'll be much less. I'm predicting maybe 10 this year, including Elliot. So we'll see. Maybe less. Haven't decided yet, but I don't really want to accept pitches anymore. I'm going to pitch myself of people who I want to come on. So let's see how that goes. I'm not sure if it's going to go well, but that's the idea. Okay, with 2 minutes left, that will be me wrapping up 2025 and going into 2026 with the same usual motivation and vigor to make the podcast better, travel to more places, be more adventurous, take more risks, and improve as a content creator. I really want to hone in on the storytelling aspect, providing top quality tips for places, travel guides, and providing you with the right content to get you to travel more. I do think travel is going into an interesting space. I enjoyed my time for a month just recently, but me as a traveler is changing. So I'm going to work out what that means for myself. I think that just means I'm going to be a bit more adventurous and probably do more like purposeful travel, whatever that looks like. That's just because of age and maturing as a traveler. And I really like the idea of the story. So, and interviewing local people, that's really at the top of my mind. So I'm looking forward to more episodes, more travel. I hope to see you this year checking out more of the podcast. Don't forget to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any app that you use. Give us 5 stars. It does actually really help the podcast. I've not had a 5-star review on Spotify for a while now. So please, if you listen to Spotify, drop us one of those if you haven't already. But if you have, thank you so much. You can support the podcast by buying me a coffee, buymeacoffee.com/winginit. Thank you to the random guy who bought me a coffee, I think about a week ago. Really appreciate it. That helps the production costs. And of course, if you want to send me any money by PayPal or just donate to the podcast, send me a DM or an email and I'll respond back with how you can do that. And finally, please spread the podcast by word of mouth to your friends and family to check out Winging It. I do like to provide some honest, raw, and authentic content. So hopefully they'll listen to one episode and come back for more. Loads more coming in 2026. And don't forget, there's over 300 episodes previously to check out, covering so much of the world and so many stories from people's experiences on the road. Thanks for tuning in. The next episode will be the first episode of my Bhutan series coming in a few days after the release of this podcast episode, which will be an interview with someone I met in Bhutan. He's an elder. He has a lot of wisdom to share and I ask him a lot of questions. And we did that in the podcast studio in Thimphu, which is pretty cool. That's coming in a few days. Thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you next time. Cheers.
Want travel inspiration fast? Travel in 10 delivers expert tips and must-visit spots. Hosted by David Brody and Tim Johnson, they've explored over 145 countries. Find it at voyescape.com.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.